It's an important question. Are you justified? Have you repented of your sin? Have you turned to Christ? Are you trusting Him alone for salvation? Because that's the first step, isn't it? We need to be Christ, to get the benefits of justification and to enjoy forgiveness. But if we are justified, our two verses here, Paul indicates three blessings that we enjoy. It's all beginning with P. There's peace, there's privilege, and there's prospect. So first of all, peace. We have peace with God. As I said, a problem many Christians have is they don't always feel that they have peace with God. We feel unsure sometimes. We sometimes still feel the judgment of God. But there's wonderful news. Verse 1 says, therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we all like the idea of peace. We often think of peace in terms of perhaps be conflict at work, it can be conflict at home, it can be stopping conflict between nations. Peace is a good thing. But this is a much more fundamental peace. We're talking here about something of eternal value, peace with God. Because justification and peace go together. Since we've been justified, we have peace with God. The two go together. As unrepentant sinners, we're enemies of God. Now, Paul talked a lot about that in our part of the letter. Perhaps we never thought of that before we came to Christ. We never thought of ourselves as being God's enemy. But we were God's enemy. But now peace has come at the price of the cross. The moment we're declared justified by Christ, the state of conflict ceased between us and God. The NLT version of the Bible captures it very well. He said, we now have an entirely new relationship. We've experienced the love of God at the cross. Four opponents have been reconciled. Once we were alienated from God, now we have acceptance and we have fellowship with God through Jesus Christ. That was meant by peace with God. And it's a permanent peace. We're very used to peace, you know, peace treaties and so on. After the First World War, 100 years ago, they signed a great peace treaty at Versailles. That was the end of the war. There's going to be peace. 20 years later, World War II. So we're used to peace on that basis. Oh, well, yes, we'll peace for a while. But no, peace with God is not something temporary. It's not something that's broken and changed and so on, because it depends on Him. So peace with God isn't dependent on your performance. We aren't perfect. Justification is instant, but sanctification takes time. Sanctification is that process by which the Holy Spirit works in us and works with us to make us more Christ-like, to deal with sin, to make us more like Christ. Now, we'll never get there perfectly this side of heaven, but we should see that in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit appearing in our lives as we are sanctified. But we will still sin. If we think we won't, we're fooling ourselves. We're still going to muck it up sometimes. We're still going to do something and think, why did I do that? I know that was wrong. I should have done that. But when we do, we turn to God in repentance. In 1 John, the apostle there writes, if anyone does sin, which you will, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We will be forgiven. Through Christ, our relationship with God will be held firm. So we do fall into sin. We will get stuff wrong. We need to turn back to Christ and say, I'm sorry, I repent of that. We have forgiveness. We have to be careful with that, though. We don't have a license to sin either. We can't be casual about sin. We think what it cost Christ on the cross to pay for our sin, we certainly can't have that attitude about it, being casual. And later on in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Paul says, what should we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? So we have to watch. If we continually sin and say, oh well, I've got an anger problem. It's just how I am. I've just gone with it. So if we say things like that, then we haven't understood the gospel, have we? We have not understood how Christ died for us. So yes, we will sin. We repent for it, repent of it. But it shouldn't be something that's constantly occurring in our life all the time and not being dealt with. But being falling to sin does not mean you don't feast to God. A relationship may be disturbed, but it's not lost. And peace to God doesn't depend on how you feel from day to day. Sometimes we just don't really feel we have much peace in our heart sometimes. That doesn't mean we don't have peace with God. Your relationship with God is an external reality. It doesn't depend on how you feel. It depends on God. So you may not feel peace that day, but you've still got it. And peace with God doesn't mean a trouble-free life. Because things happen in life. Things go wrong. We have problems. We have illnesses. We have trouble. We have persecution because of Christians. And we think, have I got it wrong? You know, have I lost my peace with God? But no. In fact, Paul reminds later on, the next verses, he actually speaks of suffering is what we should expect. So the fact we have problems doesn't mean God's given up on us. He may be refining us, part of that sanctification process, but he has not given up on us. We still have peace. So take assurance in God's word. If you repent of your sins and trust in Christ, you have peace with God. You have it now and you have it forever. How long's forever? Forever. Yeah.